Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a beautiful Thursday morning, April 1st, 2010. We are sharing the message. I'm not sure when you might be listening to it or what the weather is like where you live, but we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, where we prepare these messages to both encourage and hopefully instruct in biblical truth. Today's message is titled, The Message of the Cross. Listen as Brooksine reads a single scripture text from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
I've kind of considered titling the message today, The Foolishness of the Cross, but felt if people only read the title, they might misunderstand. Perhaps you've seen the bumper sticker that states, April 1st, National Atheist Day. When I first spotted the sticker, I was intrigued and actually a bit annoyed, but not necessarily surprised. They have a day for everything else. I figured they probably had an atheist day. Then I moved my car in close to read the small print. It was actually an attempt to be a witness for the Lord, as it quoted Psalm 14, verse 1, which states, The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Well, it was then that I made the connection. Oh, yeah, Fool's Day is April 1st. I knew a pastor in New Jersey who officially opened a church on a Sunday that happened to fall on April Fool's Day, which, for those international listeners that may not be aware, is April 1st here in America. As I recall, his first message was titled, I'm a Fool for Christ. Whose fool are you? Now, I did some pretty unconventional things when I pastored, especially when I was younger, but I never did this. I've long appreciated the sentiment of missionary martyr Jim Elliot, who wrote, He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
Well, to many, the message of the cross is foolishness, but we rejoice in the cross. It's a demonstration of the love, wisdom, and power of God. The simple yet profound words of the daily text are so wonderful this special week as we remember what Christ has done for us. In our daily verse, the Apostle Paul bluntly says or writes, The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Well, indeed, to so many, the message of the cross is foolishness. It's mocked, it's ridiculed. Our Savior is cursed and blasphemed. Apostasy, which means a falling away from the faith, is growing. Many are ignoring the redemption plan offered by God in the Bible and attempting to devise another one. Some who claim to have a heritage in the church have gone so far as to assert the message of the cross is unneeded in our enlightened age.
Well, the verse goes on to state, But to us who are being saved, it, and that would be again the cross, is the power of God. We rejoice in the cross, which is a demonstration of the love, wisdom, and power of God. Its power continues to break the heavy chains of sin and bondage.
I thank God that Christ's sacrifice on the cross is final and absolutely adequate to provide forgiveness for sins. Christ died once for all on Calvary's cross to redeem fallen mankind. No better plan is needed. No updated, customized, or modified version of the original account should be improvised. The mission of the effective church and faithful Christian is to steadfastly proclaim the salvation message of the cross through the teaching of scriptures and through the way we live our lives.
The Apostle Paul elsewhere stated in Galatians 6, verse 14, May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Today, join us in proclaiming, and we take the words to a familiar old hymn. Join us in proclaiming, I love that old cross. Then we have, in our text version, the first verse and the chorus to that great hymn. But now Brooksine is going to lead us in prayer.
Jesus, we consider everything that you went through was for our benefit. Your tender response to betrayal and cruelty serves as an example to us when we are treated unjustly. Your obedience in life, and especially your death on the cross, shows us how to remain steadfast in the face of tremendous opposition. You embodied the very teaching you delivered to your followers as you carried out the will of the Father, no matter the cost. Each wound that tore your flesh brought us spiritual and physical healing. You were numbered with the transgressors so that we could be numbered with the saints. Because your death was redemptive in power, the dark cross of Calvary has a wondrous attraction where we witness your divine sacrifice on our own personal behalf. What wondrous, amazing love. It demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the cross. And today is Maundy Thursday. We actually have an additional note concerning that in our message. I won't read here. If you care to read some more material, look at pictures or find links to music. We, of course, post our entire message up on our website each day, which is also archived. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And this is the message that we are preparing for Thursday, April 1st, 2010. And, regarding music today, we do have a number of songs on the cross, which we will likely use tomorrow as well as we recall and remember Good Friday. And today we have a song I really enjoy called It's Still the Cross, reminding us of the heart of the redemption message being the cross. We have a nice video of that song, The Old Rugged Cross. And then several others, including one that Brooksine heard last night and said, wow, look that up. It's a Michael Card song called The Basin and the Towel. And it indeed is a powerful message concerning what happened, we recall, this night anyway, when Christ washed the disciples' feet. Well, the photos we have up on the site today, we do have a photo of a chaplain friend from Omaha, Nebraska, Dave Hurdle, holding a interesting cross made of rusty chain that somebody welded together. It's got quite a message. But we also have a couple photos from our neighborhood. One photo we took last night on our evening walk of a pond, the farm pond with the barn behind it with a beautiful reflection. And actually, to make the picture even more interesting, a running St. Bernard, a dog in the photo. And another photo of that same pond with a tree. Well, we thank you for joining us today for our daily encouragement message. It's a joy to take time to share God's Word through the internet, and grateful that we have people that respond to us, and we have readers and listeners from all over the world, really. So thank you for joining us today for this study. Have a blessed day. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Thursday, April 1st, 2010. And may you indeed, as we conclude the message, proclaim with us, I love that old cross.